Welcome to Three in the Key.
Minus one.
Opinionator MJ in the building.
Your boy S. Dot Legend.
We about to get into this NBA, everything. Make sure you check out opinionatedbasketballminds.wordpress.com. That extended if you want the shortest, opbbm.wordpress.com. Yeah. And we're going to get right into it, the playoff breakdown. This is the first podcast of the whole 2017. Had to kick it off at the playoffs or something at some point.
Perfect time to start.
So we're going to jump right into it. Celtics Bulls predictions.
I'm thinking this might be the first upset.
Bulls?
It's like, no, I'm just playing. It's obviously that Isaiah Thomas is going to do his thing.
Actually, I actually would consider the Bulls as a threat because they got D-Wade. D-Wade is playoff Wade. Jimmy Butler get buckets. I don't know. I've been watching him against LeBron, and when he played against LeBron, lately it's been shut down, even though they've been playing on TNT and that whole little, you know, what they call that, what's that? Like if you split a pole or something like that, what they call that?
Superstition.
A superstition, there you go. Call it a superstition, but I don't know. They ain't got the depth that, like the Celtics got, but I think the Bulls could get a couple games in. I don't know if Wade wake up. He just came back. If he could put up 20, can you see Wade putting up 20 a game?
I can see it. But the only thing is, to me, this is it's kind of an even matchup to an extent because they both don't have big man like that. You know, trading Taj Gibson and stuff like that, the Bulls kind of minimize their big man game. So it's going to be a guard-heavy thing. So when you talk about the Bulls, you only talk about their guards.
So the question is, can Rondo stop Isaiah Thomas?
No.
Can he pause Isaiah Thomas?
He's too fast. Rondo has lost a step.
Okay, so from what I read, according to Bleacher Report, Jimmy Butler wants to guard Isaiah Thomas. Can he stop Isaiah Thomas?
Possible, but then that means...
That means
Who's going to guard Crowder then? So is Rondo going to guard Crowder?
Maybe Wade. How tall is Crowder?
Maybe about 6'5", at least.
I think he'd be guarded because he don't do nothing. I mean, he just – Isaiah Thomas get to doing what he doing.
I would switch and put him in the post, though. Switch, put him in the post.
Put who? Crawford in the post?
Put Rondo in the post. He a little man.
Yeah. See, but that's where Wade come in. And then Wade – you know Wade got defense. It might not be old Wade defense, but I think he could do it. But I don't know. Just from the looks of it, from how Isaiah been playing, I would really – on the honest tip, say Celtics in 5.
I say 6 because I'm gonna think Avery Bradley might have a good series. You know, he's due for a good series. I think they good.
I forgot about Avery Bradley. He just came back from injury.
Right, and that's gonna be good defense on Wade because that's who he's gonna guard.
Yeah, and Wade just came back too. So do they actually have some chemistry going where they're gonna actually be able to just carry what Wade didn't play what like 2 or 3 games? Into the playoffs.
The Bulls may have the worst chemistry going into the playoffs.
Yeah.
And the Celtics been semi-healthy besides Avery Bradley, so their cohesion is great.
Okay.
Their only problem is going to be making it past, you know, after this round. This round is it's going to happen.
So what you got, Bulls, Celtics, what, and what?
6. I'll give them 6. And that's just in case, you know, D-Wade has a D-Wade type game. But he's not 100% for sure. I think every game you're going to get 25 from Jimmy Butler. You don't know what you're going to get out of Rondo. And you questioning Wade. He can't do it 6 games straight.
Yeah. Or can he? We seen Wade, what, last year?
Yeah.
He basically carried the Heat.
And you're a year older.
I don't know. I can't wait to see the series. Let me see. Who's second? Cavs. Cavs Pacers.
Oh, that's a sweep.
Do we even need to talk about it?
I mean, janitor. Where's janitor at, man? I mean, clean up on aisle 5.
Exactly.
It's over.
Yeah, I don't got no faith in the Pacers because Paul George too little. Monte Ellis, that whole team, just the whole makeup of it, they lost Stuckey rather at the end. Who they pick up?
Well, Lance Stephenson. But Lance Stephenson, think about it. He ain't really had no good run in a long time.
Well, yeah, that's true too. And he said he was at home playing video games, so.
I mean, if he video game Lance Stevenson, he may have a chance. But otherwise, he might be back on the couch.
Yeah.
I mean, his contract ain't big enough anyway, so they could let him go if needed. I think it was just a gimmick to try to get Paul George to stay, to be honest.
Yeah, well, they should have moved him. I think they should have traded him for, really, I think the Pacers could have gave up Paul George. I don't know if it would have made no difference, but they could have got DeMarcus Cousins.
I would have did it.
I'd have put Cousins with Turner. I mean, because Turner ain't, he ain't what he gonna be. Not now. And then you put him, I say, more so at a four position where he need to play anyway because he came into the league as a four. They threw him at the center. They threw Paul George at the four last year. Larry Bird wanted to do that. You know, just trying to, I don't know, trying to play small ball, I guess, because they got, did they get Monta Ellis last year or was it this year? Because they, oh, wait a minute, they got Jeff Teague.
Yeah, they got Jeff Teague.
Nah, sweet. Because LeBron James still going to do his thing. Unless, I don't know, unless that bench just don't
big
show
three
up.
Versus big
that
one.
That bench just, oh, what? Yeah, shut down, sweet. We might as well just keep it moving. Raptors, Bucks?
Raptors are going to five games at the most.
I agree with that, five games.
You can say whatever you want about the books. Adekunpo, great player. Like, he's turning into a dominant player.
Mm-hmm.
But they still don't even have their lineup set up. They don't know. Like, the switching up from Middleton to Jabari Parker, it's like they don't have – they don't know what they want to do yet.
I feel like if they had Jabari Parker, they'd be in business. They'd be in super business. And a lot of – that's basically, to me, they big three. Middleton, Giannis, and Parker.
But see, here's the thing. They wasn't playing them at the same time.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's true. See, but no, Middleton was hurt all year. As soon as Jabari came, or as soon as Jabari went out, Middleton came.
Okay.
So, it's kind of like I guess a give and take. It's like you can't have both. I guess the basketball guys ain't want that. So, that's quick and simple, five games. Wizards, Hawks. Dwight Howard, resurgence, defense, Paul Millsap.
Dwight Howard ain't been good in the last 3 years.
Is he good for 15 and 10?
No.
And two blocks?
He may be good for 10 and 10.
And that's not enough?
No, that's not enough.
His defensive presence ain't enough to stop Wall and Bill from getting to the hole?
I don't think he care enough.
Okay.
When the last time? I haven't seen Dwight not smile. I haven't seen him mad.
Ever.
Last time he got mad, he got some choice words from Kobe.
So,
he ain't got it.
So what you got? Wiz and what?
Five.
Yep.
I'm going to get him six because I think – I don't know, the Hawks is probably the one cover is we don't know. I don't feel like I know what they got.
What are they like, going to get if they score?
I mean, Millsap is their go-to. You don't know if Schroeder, he going to put up 10 or 20 whenever, you know what I'm saying? And then who they got? Actually, they don't even have no role players. Kyle Korver not over there no more. Mike Dunleavy's not enough. Like you said, Dwight don't show up. He need to call for the ball, but, I mean, he ain't got no post moves. So, what, the Wiz, I don't know, they streaking right now, too. And then after that, some of them wins that they got towards the end of the season, I was kind of impressed with it. Even though I like the way the Hawks have been putting out the how they beat the Cavs them two times. That bench?
Yeah.
So, okay, so what about the benches?
Well, I say the only upside I see is Kent Bazemore. He can get about 15 points a game for them. But I think bench-wise, it's a wash either way. Washington going, you know, they're going to pull it off. They got enough firepower to win the game anyway. With the resurgence of Otto Porter actually hitting shots, you got Bradley Beal hitting shots, you got John Wall playing both sides of the, you know, the court. It's like, I think Schroeder is done. He's going to put so much on defense, he's not going to have enough energy for offense.
Yeah, I ain't think about it like that. Both ends of the floor. So you got Hawks.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you got Wizards. Wizards. And four. Sweep?
Five.
Oh, five, okay.
Yeah, they get one game.
Okay, all right. And then we're going to go out west with it. Warriors, Blazers. Does Nurkic make a big enough difference to put any dent in the Warriors?
No. I'm sorry, but Pachulia and JaVale McGee are going to do enough to foul him enough to be not in a good rhythm. He just got hurt.
Yeah.
He coming in, it's like he's not going to be ready. And number one, all they got to do is outscore them. They can outscore them every game.
Yeah, but you know Lillard and McCollum wake up for the Warriors.
And they can shoot themselves out the game. They don't got enough firepower. You got them two. And you, maybe Allen Crabbe would do a little bit. But you got KD. Who guarding KD?
That's a good question. I ain't think about that because I was just about to mention the Warriors from last year, with just Klay was beating them before Steph came back and started doing his thing. So, yeah, that's kind of a wrap. Was that a sweep?
Of course. It was a question to Dame Lillard. They said, what do you think about the series? He said Portland in six. Laughing. Laughed because he know if they get a game, he happy. They playing a legendary team. His team.
And they are the AFC.
Yeah.
So what's expected of him? I give him one game just for the love.
Yeah, five.
Just because I like Nurkic. I like Lillard. I like McCollum. I don't know. Do I really truly believe that? No. But I'll just give him a game just because I don't know. If Nurkic wake up how he did towards the end of the season, before he got hurt anyway, and put up some of them 20-10 games and with them blocks and stuff like that, him and Lillard getting that pick and roll that I was seeing, that kind of free up Lillard and McCollum a little bit more to do some more on the outside too. So, and Lillard, also have more lanes with him on the pick and roll. You gotta choose. Because last year it wasn't like that. They had Plumlee and Myers Leonard was hurt. So I don't know. Plumlee wasn't as dynamic as Nurkic. So I mean, it wasn't really no threat. It's like, just guard him and then you could watch Lillard do whatever he gonna do. So of course they folded when they seen Golden State. But they beat who last year? The Clippers?
Was that the year before?
They beat the Clippers.
What?
Because Chris Paul and Blake Griffin got hurt.
At the same time. We're not going to talk about that conspiracy.
We're going to go right into that.
Okay.
Because we was going in order. We're going to go straight into that. Clippers, Jazz.
Okay. I think that the Jazz is going to upset because Chris Paul is going to get hurt and Blake Griffin is going to fake the injury.
So what's that series?
Are you going to hear, Chris Paul is down. And then Blake Griffin going to fall on the ground like Martin playing the WNBA players.
During halftime, ladies and gentlemen, Blake Griffin was getting a drink of water from the fountain. And he hurt his mouth, right, or he slipped. I don't know. I think it's going to be an upset. I think the Jazz, I don't know. They've been looking good. I think last year they could have beat the Warriors. To be honest, if it was a team that was going to stop the Warriors before the finals, before it looked like the Thunder were going to do it, it was the Jazz. Because they had their number. I mean, Dante Exum was healthy. He was playing right until he got hurt. When did he get hurt? The beginning of this season? But he was looking good. That whole team was moving. It was like a well-oiled machine. And Derek Favors was better than he was this year. So
The shining stars I see is Hayward and your boy Gobert. Gobert is big.
Yeah.
And lanky. Yeah, so he's going defensive. Yeah, he goes defensive.
Okay, so he going to negate DeAndre Jordan?
Blake
Griffin?
He can shoot better free throws than DeAndre Jordan. All they got to do is hack DeAndre Jordan.
J.J. Redick?
J.J. Redick, he shoot out of desperation. He see his
Chris
team. Chris Paul?
Going to get hurt.
Going to get hurt. Blake Griffin going to get hurt too.
And then they going to leave.
Yeah, they got the double dragon syndrome. One dude get hurt, the other dude get hurt. It's all right.
Okay, so what's that series? Four?
No, it's going to be six. I say it's six, and then the Jazz is going to take that one.
I give it six. It's messed up, too, because the Clippers have been together too long. Jamal Crawford ain't going to make no impact?
No.
Off the bench?
No. You're going to do the same dribble motion and a hop step and a floater.
And a step back.
And that's this whole series.
Okay, so I agree with that. Jazz in six. And then they're going to have to see the Warriors after that. That's going to be interesting. That'll be an interesting series.
We'll leave that for the next prize. Leave that for the next
prize. That just looked good. We're going to go back in order. Spurs, Grizzlies. I mean, they just lost Tony Allen. I'm done. That's a sweep to me. Well, I mean, no disrespect to Marc Gasol and what's his name? Randolph. I mean, but Vince Carter ain't 28, so I don't know. Who's going to stop Kawhi?
If Z-Bo ain't Debo, it ain't going to happen.
Yeah. And he's still off the bench, ain't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not enough. Because they got LaMarcus Aldridge over there, Pau Gasol over there, Patty Mills playing out his mind. Who knows what Tony Parker you're going to see. And if he do anything better than 12 points, if he could get you 15 and 7, that's enough for me.
Who going to guard Kawhi? Vince Carter?
Nobody. Nobody, because Tony Allen down. And they don't have Lance no more, so
that's open season.
They don't have no defensive presence. I don't see Mike Conley really. I mean, who he gonna guard Kawhi? How tall is he? 6'1"?
Maybe 6'3" with his mohawk.
So that's a wrap. What you got that series?
I say six. I still
six. You just give him some love,
man. In the grindhouse, they may pull off two. You never know.
I don't know. I think it's too late. It's too late in the season for them to be losing Tony Allen. He makes such a big difference. I mean, he is damn near they grindhouse player.
But who gonna step up at offense? Because that dude had no offense.
Nobody. Unless Vince Carter gonna find a fountain of youth, he need to.
Well, he can still dunk between the legs, so he got some legs left.
He need to go holler at Grant Hill and figure out, you know, how do I actually score like this?
It's called go to Phoenix.
You need to put up, yeah, pretty much. Yeah, Phoenix is basically the fountain of youth. And last but not least, the MVP matchup, I think.
The MVP versus the MVP.
The MVP versus the MVP. Who, first off?
The most valuable player versus the most very pissed player. Because one player is going to get it and the other one going to be mad.
The most very pissed. So is they going to award this MVP after 1-2 games, or is it going to be... Are they going to wait to see? I think they're going to wait the series out.
To be honest, I think they should do it before the series starts. And just the only reason I say that is because this is the MVP of the regular season. Yeah, it's not the MVP of keep going. Like, the decision has to be made now.
Yeah.
You can't wait to see what happened next. It's not fair.
I think the Thunder could upset the Rockets if Andre Robertson play good defense, Russell play good enough defense. Because all they got to do, in my opinion, is run the Rockets off the three-point line. What else do the Rockets have? That's D'Antoni offense.
I would zone them.
You bog them down, I mean, and then Russell get out of that regular season mode. You know, I'm sure he was just trying to go for the records, but now it's like playoffs. The players he got over there could do more. He got Taj Gibson. He got Doug McDermott. And
I just watched a replay of the game they just did. And the Rockets was spanking them. Okay. Yes, Russell and them came back, but them threes, man, they add up so quick.
Yeah.
If you shoot 10 threes, that's 30 points. And I shoot 10 twos, I'm down 10 already.
Yeah.
And we made the same amount of shots.
Right.
Who does Russell have to make threes? McBuckets can only get two or three a game at the most.
Dang, two or three, that's it?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe that team is too inside oriented.
Yeah, they are. You got Enes Kanter inside, Taj inside, Steven Adams inside, Roberson inside. May hit you one or two threes if he's wide open.
And Russell is basically their best 3-point shooter.
Yep.
At this point, they really don't have no specialists.
You don't think they're gonna bring Patrick Beverley back in just to bother us?
I ain't think about that.
They may start him.
Do you really want to make Russell mad?
Yes.
More mad than he already
is?
Yes,
because you want to know what he's not going to do? Get a triple-double. He's going to try to score. When he get a triple-double, it's a problem. But when he trying to go out for blood and score 60 and not get a triple-double, it's a problem.
So
have him hold on to the ball.
So what's the series?
The series, to me, six games.
Rockets and six?
Rockets and six.
What? Rockets and six. Yep. I got so much love for Russell.
Love ain't gonna win games.
The dude just had basically, I really want to say, the best season I might have ever seen. I don't know. I mean, it's hard to say that because I seen Kobe do some stuff.
Statistically.
I seen Jordan do some. Okay, statistically, yes, it's the best season. Especially, you know what? I'm going to put this out here while we on wax. Okay. This is a nod to another person that will be a part of the podcast, Young Chris. But while we recording, he was the one that said if LeBron James averaged a triple-double for the season, and this for all you LeBron fans that just love LeBron so much that when you hug him, your whole life is complete. You could just get put in your grave and you good to go on and die because y'all hype. Y'all would make him the greatest player that ever played the game. Hands down. Oh, he's better than Jordan because he averaged a triple-double. It's going to automatically go to Jordan. So y'all already trying to say he better than Kobe. He ain't even got 5 rings. He 3-for-7. I mean, at least be 5-for-7 like Magic and Kobe. But he's not doing that. He'll never get to that 6-and-6 like Jordan. And then if you give him the triple-double for the season, hell, he could even get a triple-double for this. I mean, what are you averaging right now? 28-8-8 or some shit. Mm-hmm. I mean
25-8-8.
Right. So I don't know. Let if LeBron get that, they'd be going crazy right now talking about, oh, LeBron is the greatest player. He had the greatest season ever by man. He outdid Oscar Robertson, this and this and that. You know, even though I don't know if he would actually do better points wise than Oscar Robertson. But as far as rebounds and assists, I mean, and then the teams is always built around them a certain way. Not to get off the point, but where we at with that? MVP?
It's basically, where do you think the series is going to go? I said the series in six to the Rockets. What you think? You said you got love for Russ. Can he pull it off?
I'm going to go left field with this. I'm going to go extra left field. Thunder in seven games on Russell, just flat out will. Because I'm big on will players. And you like Kobe.
Yeah.
I like Kobe. And even Jordan in his day, Jordan didn't necessarily get away with willing so much as Kobe did. But the way Russell doing it, I mean, without him, his team is what? Probably one of the bottom five teams in the league? I mean, what? Who the worst? The Nets and the Lakers? The Kings, what, Sixers, Philly,
yeah.
And it would be the Thunder. They'll be right there with them. So that's why I give them MVP, and we might as well just go right into that too. Russell, that's my MVP, and that's why. Just because of what he brings to the game, how he been doing it all year. Yeah, okay, everybody want to say, oh, you know, the big men just let him get rebounds and this, that, and the third. I came across something. I don't know if it was like Bill Simmons or somebody, but what they basically said was, the Thunder basically built their offense to be like that. So it was like basically a heavy just transition offense where if the bigs don't have to get the rebound, they already running. You know what I'm saying? Russell get the ball, and here he come. You got the whole team coming down the floor as opposed to a big man getting the rebound, waiting for Russell to come down there, get the ball, then you got to walk the ball up. It's like, okay, we already running, and they athletic enough. He come down the court super fast, you know what I'm saying? He come down, stand there for 2 seconds, and then make a decision. And it's like, what you going to do with that? That's why I think he got away with actually averaging a triple-double this year. He don't have no shooters. And to even argue that MVP point home, the Rockets got all them three-point shooters over there. Trevor Ariza. Let me not get his name wrong because I keep calling him Eric Bledsoe. But who is he?
Eric Gordon.
What's the boy name from the Lakers? Lou Williams. Who else they got?
Ryan Anderson.
Mr. Anderson. Right. And then they got James Harden. I mean, you got all of them three-point shooters. You're running D'Antoni offense. D'Antoni offense. Let me throw this out there for Russell MVP argument reasons. D'Antoni had the Lakers, after Kobe went down with an Achilles injury, with the best bench in the league. Please do your research. They were better than the Spurs. And the Spurs had the best depth at that point. He was running super fast, high-scoring teams with bringing Jordan Farmar back. You know what I'm saying? Had Jordan Farmar looking good. He had Steve Nash get two MVPs. He created Linsanity, basically, because he let Jeremy Lin do what he wanted to do. So if you think about it, Mike D'Antoni is an offensive genius. Not to discredit James Harden, you know, I mean, for him to go from shooting guard to point guard and do what he did, okay, I give him a hand clap. He get that. But, I mean, Russell don't have nothing. He got a whole bunch of big men. And then what? Who shoot threes over there?
Nobody. But I don't – when it comes to James Harden, he's doing good. But you got to think about it. He got what he wanted. He wanted the ball in his hands.
Yeah.
He's 2 to 3 inches taller than every point guard in the league. Yeah. He has an advantage.
Yeah. Yeah.
Number one, he flops when he goes through. Yeah. He gets every call when he goes to the rim, whether he makes it or not.
And I do not like that flopping, that shoulder dropping, and he just
and he basically flail. Is set up like LeBron. He's in the same LeBron situation. He's at the top of the key, he drives, and he got shooters all around him. So those are gimme assists. Anybody can make that pass. If you drive, automatically the defense will collapse. That's the way defense is set up in the NBA. You cover your man's man if he gets past him.
Right.
So when they collapse it, you always got somebody open.
Yeah.
And then an extra pass leads somebody wide open.
Yeah.
So it's basically James Harden is having fun. He get to do what he want, but Russell Westbrook has to work. Yeah, they say he padding the rebounds. No, what they doing is boxing out to keep the fast break going.
Yeah, that too.
That's what it is. It is. I mean, so they still got to box out. Yeah, they let him get the rebound sometimes, but that's not all the time. Russell got to make sure he's in the area. If he ain't in the area, he ain't getting the board. It's not like he getting it at the three-point line. He got to get in the paint and jump with the other bigs.
Yeah.
So, basically, everybody's bigs are getting boxed out the whole time.
Exactly.
So, you got to look at that.
The other team's bigs, yep.
Yep.
Because you would think if they know Russell coming, why don't you just stand there and look out for Russell? Because you know they bigs going to have a less likelihood of trying to get the rebounds, and your bigs get all the rebounds.
And they question Russell's shot selection. Number one, he gets to the rack. He does what he needs to do. He gets to the rack. And when he shoot a three, just think of it like Stephen Curry. If it go in, he good. If it don't, it's the worst shot in the world.
Yeah.
So you got to give him credit for taking it.
I'm not going to discredit him for that, though.
Not at all.
I want him to shoot. If he take 40 shots a game, I mean, he's the most reliable person on the team. Who you want? Victor Oladipo shooting 30 shots a game? Like, I don't trust Victor that much. I mean, a lot of people have been saying Vic had a good season this year. But, I mean, okay, I guess. I mean, I seen what he could do with the Magic, and it wasn't enough, or they would have made the playoffs with him. You know what I'm saying? So he's not an all-star. He's a really good role player. He played good defense. I mean, that's another reason why I think they could beat the Rockets. You got Vic. You got Robertson, however he wants his name to be pronounced. Don't kill me for it. I don't know. Russell is good on the passing lanes and whatnot. And then is that all as far as perimeter defense?
So, basically, Russell's the MVP. And for the people that's putting LeBron in there, three all-stars. That right there cancels out being the MVP.
Yeah.
If you got three all-stars on your team, unless you are outstanding, I don't want to hear it.
Yeah.
He's playing way more minutes than Russell, averaging less points, less rebounds, less everything.
Yeah.
Overrated. They just keep looking at his past and keep building his resume. What is he doing this year? He's working way too hard with two other superstars on his team to stay afloat and not even get the first
seed. In the East.
He got the first seed with freaking the next best player on his team was who?
Kyrie Irving?
No, not Kyrie Irving. Even before then, his first finals. We have Mo Williams. Seriously. Yeah. But with them, why couldn't he do that in a deflated East? And the East right now is just trying to build themselves back up. All these trades just to get the teams right.
Yeah.
You got the Raptors got to have time to jail. And people are forgetting, if the Raptors jail, it may be a problem.
It may be a wrap. Because Kyle Lowry just came back from injury as well. D-Wade just came back from injury. Rondo just got put back into the Bulls rotation. Who else got issues out East? The Wizards just got somebody back, didn't they? When John Wall just down, I didn't see him play the other game the other day.
I think they was resting him. I don't know if he was hurt or not.
I think Isaiah might have been hurt a couple games. The Bucks. I mean, that's just throwing out injured players in the East to add to what you're talking about. And then the Pacers lost Rodney Stuckey, which broke their chemistry up a little bit, and bringing Lance in to, I guess, play what, just crazy ball with the Cavaliers? Just go out there and try to disrupt the Cavaliers and try to make something happen, see if Paul George can actually have a focused execution and try to put them away, but he ain't going to be able to do that, not by himself. So, with that being said, I agree with what you just said pretty much about LeBron. The East is all pretty much they gathering themselves outside of what? Probably the Celtics. And he couldn't even get the top seed. And then he rested the last few games on top of that, too. So, I don't know. What you think about that rest?
I think it makes sense if you limit minutes, but just to not play is stupid. Because you still want that paycheck.
Yeah.
And that's getting paid by the fans and, like, the TV. The TV deal. So the people on the TV want you on TV. That's how they're getting their money. But if you're not playing, people ain't watching.
Especially that Saturday game.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, if you want to rest during the season, but don't rest at the end of the season. Just to be ready for the playoffs. To be honest, that right there can make you more susceptible to an injury.
Yeah.
Because you go so hard, then you stop, and then you got to go harder.
Yeah.
It's not smart.
And then, this is just left field. But is it me or do LeBron not? Okay, he's been on the Cavs for what, 3 years now? Back since the Heat? How many times has he actually physically played Wade on the floor? like 3 or 4 times over the last 3 years.
He avoids that.
He avoids Wade.
And to be honest, that's why I think he avoided the first seed. I think he didn't want to have to play against Wade. He don't want to play in Miami. It's just
Chicago.
Or Chicago. So it's like, what is he going to do?
That's crazy.
He avoided basically playing Wade by losing the first seed.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like they kind of threw the first seed, too. I don't think they cared about it.
No. He said they didn't care about regular season games. That just let me know you're supposed to care about every game.
Mm-hmm. Then he sat back and had that interview talking about, you know, we're set up to make a really deep – we're good to make – pretty much to win it all. That's what he said. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just what – Pacers, then what? Raptors or Bucks? I think the Raptors could knock off the Cavs, though. I mean,
if they jail, yeah.
I mean, it's. I actually think the East is full of a bunch of, I don't know, wannabes, because everybody just folds when they get to a certain place, or when they get to see the Cavs. Just like everybody tried to make a big deal about, okay, the Cavs beat a 60-win Hawks team and. The Toronto team last year, but the Hawks was garbage. The
Raptors was garbage.
At the time, yeah, he was, and he wasn't doing nothing. No. I watched that series; they shut Kyle Korver out, and I don't know. Al Horford was just absent. Yeah. He was absent that series, so I don't know what was going on. But I don't know. We got away from MVP Russ for you.
Oh, 100%,
100% Russ. Had to include some people in that conversation.
Yeah, that conversation.
Because they want to throw LeBron in it.
It trickles to a lot of other conversations. It's like the discredit Russ. I don't think they want him to be the face of the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it is. It's not like he putting up the best numbers in the league, the best efficiency. What else can you say? He is putting up the best all around game, and that's what they get on LeBron. He has an all around game. This is the best all around season since Oscar Robertson.
Yeah. And it's crazy because if LeBron really had it, they'd say he was the greatest player. I mean, that's the reason why they gave him the first few MVPs. That's why they want to say he better than Kobe. That's why, just because he passed the ball. I feel like you should do what you're good at.
I think
you're
good
at scoring.
Better team than Kobe.
He keeps a better team than Kobe. We forget, or they forget, Kobe had Kwame Brown on his team with Smush Parker, Chris Mim. I could go down the list.
The rebuild years, they don't look.
Exactly.
Don't look
and
at.
That's the years Kobe was balling.
Just so, like they don't look at the two finals where LeBron got slaughtered the most.
Yes.
Matter of fact, the three. They don't look when Tim Duncan swept them.
Yeah.
When Dirk popped them.
And then when Duncan,
they made history.
Yes. And no one talks about that history either.
No.
It's like when it comes to LeBron. It's like the stuff that he didn't do right, you don't hear about at all. It's just like his slate is clean. He 3 for 3. You know what I'm saying? It's just like they just forget everything. Or maybe they'll say 3 for 4. You know what I'm saying? 3 out of 4 because the Heat loss, of course, is a loss. But then they ain't going to even peg it on LeBron. They just going to say, well, Wade was hurt. I mean, well, people get injured. So, but what else going on in the league? Phil Jackson.
Can you just
he
stay?
Finally manned up, man. And told Carmelo, we do not, or I don't even know if he told him to his face, just the report said, we don't really see you being a part of the process going forward. Basically, I think that's a good move to just go on and tell Melo. I think that's a boss move, that's a man move, that's, you know, as opposed to y'all going back and forth in the media, Phil Jackson, you know, being called out for whatever from other people, from LeBron to Stephen A. Smith to whoever got something to say to Phil Jackson, everybody calling on him to be fired. I think this is actually the best thing he's done other than drafting Kristaps Porzingis, is basically saying we don't want Melo here.
Well, I mean, this is his first attempt at the job he's doing.
Yeah.
He was head coach for so long. I mean, he knew what to do. Mm-hmm. He's finding what he needs to do, but even whether it was Phil Jackson or anybody else, Melo was wasting his time in New York if he really wanted to win.
Yeah.
You could say, I want to play for my home team, but that means you don't want to win more than playing for your home team.
Yeah.
So what do you want to do? If you want to stay there, you're going to keep losing, and you will be Karl Malone. Not even Karl Malone, because at least Karl Malone made it to the finals.
Yeah, twice.
Well, yeah. So that says everything right there. Yeah. Carmelo is not doing nothing but getting older, and them knees sit every time at the end of every May. Not May, every April, the beginning of April, he shuts down. Every. And it's always knee tendonitis or something like that. He's done. Unless he gets traded to another team, he's done. Why do you want to stay with Phil?
So where he going to go? If you Carmelo Anthony, I know the media is talking about Cleveland Clippers. If you Carmelo, realistically, where do you go to have the best chance to win a championship next year? Next season. Don't say the Warriors.
Of course not. I wouldn't.
Because that's a trade.
And he would slow everything down. He would mess up the Warriors.
Yeah. Where do you see Melo going that can?
If it ain't those two teams, he can't go nowhere. Who want him? Who gonna trade for him? His contract is too much. He getting paid 20 something million and he ain't balling like he need 20 something million.
Could he go to Boston?
I thought about that, but then I said, what about Crowder?
Boston, if I'm not mistaken, will have the room to sign a max player this offseason.
Yeah, but
so could they trade maybe not necessarily this pick, but a future pick and maybe some lower tier players to, I don't know, just to do it. Maybe Jarebko or somebody if he's not under contract going into next season and just say, we got Carmelo Anthony. Would Carmelo Anthony fit in the Brad Stevens offense that is run by Isaiah Thomas? Would that even fit right?
No. Isaiah Thomas is coming up for a contract pretty soon, and he's not going to get the max for now.
What?
You want to know why?
Isaiah
Thomas.
Why?
Let me tell you why.
He just got him to the first seed.
Yeah, but he about 5 inches too short for the max contract. No offense. He's physically... Can you see him another 6 years playing at this level? I don't think so. The guards are getting taller.
Yeah, like 7 feet tall. Because Ben Simmons coming next year, and they talking about he grew 2 inches. So, hey, what about Carmelo in Philly? Ben Simmons, Carmelo, Saric, Joel Embiid.
Can Embiid stay healthy? I'm an Embiid fan.
He ain't even got to stay healthy. Jahlil Okafor as well, if he's not the person thrown in a trade. But Ben Simmons with Carmelo and Saric, would you make that gamble? That ain't a championship, but I mean, it could be a playoff spot.
To be honest, he a championship or bust type player.
Who?
Carmelo.
Oh, Carmelo.
How old is he? He got to be like 31, 32. So it's like.
He 32, if I'm
he
not 32. Mistaken.
So if he 32. How many? He only got one contract left.
I don't see where he could go. Thunder? But he'll slow Russell down. Or would he give Russell another? I mean, Russell played with Durant.
Well, that Durant demanded the ball. Durant can actually take it to the rack. Carmelo ain't really took it and drove to the rack in probably about 5 seasons.
The Hawks?
I don't think nobody want Durant.
You mean Melo?
Melo. Nobody want Melo. Melo right now is like, he Achilles heel to any team he goes to. The best fit is Cleveland for Kevin Love or going to the Clippers.
It is. And if he go to Cleveland, I'm rooting for him. It's kind of odd because I want Cleveland to get knocked out at some point. How about Cleveland get knocked out this year, Carmelo goes there, and then I root for Cleveland wholeheartedly.
So basically, they're going to try to pull a Golden State?
Yeah, pretty much. You can say that. But except, you know, they'll give Melo his props because he didn't get beat after being up 3-1 and then go to the end. You know, all of that mess.
Yeah.
Even though I think you LeBron fans forgot Ray Allen did that same thing. So, you know, he was crying on the podium and then he went to the Heat.
Yeah.
And let me see. What else we got here? Draft picks.
Lakers, keep your draft pick. Can you keep your draft pick? I don't think so. So how are you going to change your team? Bye-bye, D'Angelo Russell, because you are the biggest trade asset. Bye-bye, Meta World Peace. I mean, I loved how you played for us. Mm-hmm. I am a Lakers fan. Pistons first, but Lakers fan. Bye-bye, Nick Young. I mean, you're going to have to find somewhere else. So you might disappear in the league like Iggy Azalea in hip-hop. Now... Lonzo Ball, if they try to go for Lonzo Ball. Bye-bye, mm-hmm. Jordan Clarkson. It's a lot of things that they got to do. It's the draft. They say it's heavy. I see a couple people that may have, you know, some impact on the league. But you don't know for 3 years at least to who's going to be a star. You know, you have people that have the Tyreek Evans effect. He comes, score 20, and the stuff go down. It's all you got to wait and see what's going to happen. Yeah. So as far as draft picks, we'll see.
Yeah. And from what I'm looking at, Bleacher Report got the Celtics with the number one pick, of course, because the Nets sucked. Phoenix Suns with the second pick. You want me to hear or tell you who they projecting they drafting?
Yeah, you can go ahead.
Okay, so the Celtics, they're saying is Markelle Fultz. What is that going to do if they draft him? With the Isaiah Thomas situation, that's going to be like another Phoenix situation.
Well, not only that, whose spot is he going to take? Or are they going to give him PT? Because if that means Avery Bradley going to sit?
Or will he be valuable enough that they trade him? And supposedly, if Wade not coming back to Chicago, Rondo only signed a one-year deal. And, I mean,
Jimmy you could Butler get Jimmy Butler. Oh, we'll see. I mean, I wouldn't. That's good for them. That's good for them. But then you got to pay Isaiah. Then you could pay Isaiah because he has another star to play with. Right now, in the fourth quarter, you're depending on Isaiah Thomas.
Yeah.
So and then, take pressure off of him.
Then they got the Suns drafting second, getting Josh Jackson. I guess whatever they can get is good. Even though I don't know what they need. They need a shot in the arm. Because they in the West. I don't know. I guess they're going to have to grow organically, kind of like the Bulls did. The Derrick Rose, Joakim Noah, you know, when they was all coming up together, they're going to have to grow like that. And I guess Devin Booker is, for better or worse, really lack of a better player to, I guess, compare him to, Ben Gordon.
Because
he shoots threes. But I don't know. I think highly of Booker. I really do. I think he could be like a Kobe Klay Thompson hybrid, maybe.
I don't give him that much credit. He can score, don't get me wrong. But I watched that 70-point game.
I watched that 70 game too.
And it's like it was hot potato. Just give the ball to him. But that's it.
Okay.
So it's not like they praised him for losing effort. Yes, he had a good game, but they had a bad game. It's a team game, you know. Yeah. Well, if Kobe scored 81 and didn't win, it wouldn't be as monumental.
Yeah.
They'll say, yeah, you scored a lot of points. Because
they
lost.
Won on his back.
Exactly. He brought him back.
He brought him back and, yeah, closed that game out. And then they got the Lakers third getting Lonzo Ball.
Like I said, you get Lonzo Ball, you have a playmaker. He's a 6'5 point guard, 6'5, 6'6 around that height.
Mm-hmm.
He thinks about his players first. If he had D'Angelo Russell at the two, I think that will open up the floor because D'Angelo want to shoot, and he'll make sure everybody gets the ball. He's unselfish, and he's a good playmaker.
Okay. And they got Philadelphia with the fourth pick. Jason Tatum from Duke.
Another big man. I mean, he can shoot. I'm not mad at it. I mean, it's like they're doing the biggest tank job, and hopefully one day it'll work.
And then to round it out, they got Orlando drafting De'Aaron Fox, point guard from Kentucky, for the top five picks.
Fox is nice, but I don't think he's going to change their organization.
Nah. And I don't really know if everyone else is not that notable. I guess this Timberwolves Malik Monk is kind of notable.
Yeah, Monk is supposed. I watched him play. He's dominant. He's a dominant player.
Yeah.
But if that's the case, bye-bye, Zach LaVine.
Do you get rid of Zach LaVine?
Yeah, he's going to want some money soon.
Really?
Rookie contract. Think about it. You paying a guy a couple million compared to somebody that won 15? Because you know he going to want some money.
How much money can he command, though? I mean, what has he really done? Is he better than Wiggins?
No.
Is he better than Devin Booker?
No.
Is he better than, let me see, what other two
guys? All he has to do
he's not better than Klay Thompson.
He's got to be better than a couple people on his team. That's all he got to do to want to demand money.
He what, third best behind Carl and Wiggy?
Yep.
Okay, have you seen Rubio towards the end of the season?
Yes, I have.
Is he better than Rubio?
If Tristan Thompson can get $18 million, you're not going to get this man at least 12?
12, that's it?
That's a low ball.
I give him 20. If Tristan getting 18, he getting $18 million.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm saying. He going to want some money. And if they can get a rookie that could do what he can do, why would you keep him? $20 million versus $3 million.
Shout out to y'all LeBron fans, because you know what? Forget the fans. Shout out to LeBron. I need to be playing on one of his teams, get with his agents, and just sit around until I get a $20 million.
I'm not going to lie. With the Toys R Us today, I saw LeBron on Little Tykes basketball stuff. So LeBron is getting bricked. I'm not worried about LeBron.
Yeah, I'll give LeBron some credit too. Hey,
yeah, and he opened
good
up
look him opening that school. Yeah,
that's good.
Education always good. You know, I just hate his fans. Or I ain't going to say hate. That's a strong word. I don't like his fans. I had to bring it back to LeBron.
LeBron James fans is worse than the Dallas Cowboys fans.
His fans is worse than all fans combined. Cowboy fans, us Kobe fans, Jordan fans, who else? Warriors fans. The championship, and you still like poking fun at Steph Curry and the Warriors, and I don't know. It's just crazy, but I don't know. I guess I'll say the rest, because I really want to go into who you think gonna win the championship, but that's for another pod, for another day. Mm-hmm. You got anything else?
Thanks for listening. This is the first one.
3 in the key.
It's only gonna get better.
-1. Neil Classic missing.
My boy Chris missing. You know, it's we got a lot of basketball that's gonna be coming up past the playoffs, past this season. Just listen up. We're gonna give you our points of view and opinionated.
Yes. And if you don't know the website, it's opinionatedbasketballminds@wordpress.com. Opinionated Basketball Minds is no secret spelling. It's all one word. .wordpress.com.
We out.